Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Friday, March 11, 2011. No condemnation. The passage is from Romans 8. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he took on himself all of our sins against God and against people. He was punished by the religious establishment, the state, and God. So there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's why we can change. Jesus' condemnation frees us to become like him. A person living on death row cannot live like a free person. He may become a better person in some ways, but as long as he lives behind bars awaiting death, he cannot live free. He cannot come and go as he pleases, doing the things people can do in a free society. Condemnation robs him of freedom. Many people live as condemned prisoners, even though they aren't behind bars. They cannot change because of the prison of their past. They cannot move ahead with their lives because of the chains of guilt and shame that hold them. In the novel Crime and Punishment, they are paralyzed by the fear of being discovered and punished for their crimes. As long as you live in the prison of guilt and fear, you will not be able to change your life and become like Jesus. That's exactly why Jesus died. Are you living that life of freedom in Christ Jesus? Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, move in my heart so that I can trust Jesus and receive pardon and begin to change into his likeness. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.